The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie. And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Cause now I'm back.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back with episode 3, and well, this looks like it's going to be a fun one. We're going on a road trip with the Bella Twins and Birdie. It's a girls weekend, I guess, and we're seeing Naomi getting into it a little bit, maybe possibly adding some glow to her belt.
We're breaking all the rules tonight.
We are.
At least that's what they're telling us. We're breaking all the rules. We're at...
Somewhere. We're with Maurice. So I think we're at Raw. Yeah, we're at Raw. Somewhere. I don't know where. But we have Maurice and Nia.
Talking about penis? They're playing the penis game. Who can say loudest in the public, most public place?
That's a thing?
Apparently that's a thing.
I need to hang out with these girls.
They're both just screaming penis. Backstage at Raw.
I need to hang out with these people. These are my people. How do I hang out with them? These are my people. Oh. Here's a quote. I will probably drop the title next week, and I will probably be fired. Trinity. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What's going on there?
We're in Toronto with a pink carpet.
A very pink carpet. And screaming fans. Hey, it's Nikki Bella.
There's an award show in Toronto where she can shake her moneymaker.
Oh, it's that dress.
The iHeart Radio Awards.
Dresses like that always... It's like basically, just for the record, the dress is kind of like the J-Lo scarf dress. It's like a kind of a play on that, except it's got a little... neck piece where it looks like she's got a big belt across her neck. I'm not sure I'm crazy about it. It's not my thing. She likes it. I'm not digging it. And there's her boobs.
All her boobs. We had a flashback to Nikki not wanting to just travel through all the desert. So, because it's just desert.
Because she's doing more traveling now than she ever did with WWE, which she didn't think was possible. But apparently it is possible, so who knew? How do you stay in a dress like that?
I don't know, but that's the more fatter Booker T. It's not actually Booker T. I didn't know who it was. But it looked like Booker T because of Booker T hair. You're the female of this program, so you should know how to keep the boobs in.
I don't know. Anyway, we're in Orlando with Cass and Carmella. We finally get Cass. Yay! And Carmella. They're waiting to see them. It makes me a little sad that it took 3 episodes to see them. Because they're adorable. He's utterly enamored with her. You can tell.
Auga was the first thing she thought when she saw Big Cass.
I'm sure that's a lot of people's reactions.
Now we're freestyling. They want to get out of Orlando.
That makes sense.
Carmella wants to move back to LA.
He probably wants to go back to New York. She wants to move to LA.
Or maybe just move somewhere different in Florida.
Yeah, because you can tell they're in the developmental apartment.
Mm-hmm.
No, and she has her little briefcase.
She's showing off her briefcase.
She's like, I want a thing. Do you like my thing? It's all shiny and pretty.
She takes it everywhere she goes.
She kind of has to.
Including SmackDown Live.
In Phoenix, where we see Natty and Lana. There's Brian and Johnny. She's going to glow up her title. Oh, God.
You can't see that she's a champion until lights come on because her belt doesn't glow. She needs her belt to glow.
Oh, my God, there's Brisango!
In the fashion police, fashion file setup.
The Miami Vice setup.
Miami Vice.
So we have a time. We have a time frame for when this was shot. We know exactly when this was shot. Thanks, Brisango.
She doesn't want some ratchet-looking title.
He's trying to talk her out of it. He's like, oh, no.
He's like, feel the glow. And he's like, thanks. For nothing.
I have one question. Can you unglow it?
Maybe. So the Bellas have arrived somewhere. Oh, they're at SmackDown.
They're at SmackDown with Birdie.
Her first WWE show.
So Brian and John are both there, so they're visiting. And there's Alicia. She's all excited to see them.
I said, why is Alicia at SmackDown? But it's all right. She was with the Cruiserweights then. She was Alicia. Fuck. It's Usos and Birdie.
Who's passed out.
And Becky.
Hey, it's Becky.
And Renee.
So now they're talking about the Bella road trip. Oh, this is when Arizona was on fire. They're going on a road trip to San Diego, y'all, with a baby.
For quality time with the twins.
You're going to get in a car for that long with a baby. Oh my God, I'm so happy they got this on film. I'm really genuinely happy they got this on film.
So we're at the point where this is where Lana was not pinned last week. And there's a picture that went viral. It did. It really did go viral.
It did go viral.
Natty doesn't want Lana to get in trouble for, you know, posting a picture.
Yeah, basically she's like, you know, oh, I should post out the picture and say something. And Natty's like, I wouldn't do it.
Natty missed something up her butt.
And then there's Lana. Listen to the Natty, okay? The Natty knows. The Natty knows. Oh God. And she puts out the picture. And she does it with no regrets.
Hashtag no regrets.
Every letter.
Oh, it's Independence Day, 4th of July. Okay.
All right. They gave us an exact time frame.
Now,
damn.
Now we know exactly what the show is. Oh, that makes sense. John was back on that one, yeah. That's right. That was his comeback show. He's very excited over being Independence Day.
And John's being Mr. Sassy Pants.
So Naomi's sneaking around. She stole her belt.
Did she take the TV belt?
Yeah. She's running around with the belt that, you know.
So is that the travel belt or is that the TV belt? That's the question.
It's a belt. Doesn't matter. She's running off the FedEx with the belt during the live show.
That's a thing. You can do that.
Here's the quote.
About all right, we got it early this time.
Because she's riding off into the sunset right now. Oh, God. Wardrobe malfunctions.
Oh, my God. They have one of my favorite pillows.
I guess we should start with your favorite pillow.
Okay. I love those pillows. You don't understand. For those of you that don't know what they are, they're reversible sequin pillows. Where one side of the sequin is one color, the other side is another color, and you can make all kinds of designs and write all kinds of things in them, and they are so much fun to play with. For me, it's hours of entertainment, because that's the kind of person I am.
Oh, so you can write whatever you want with the sequins on the pillow.
Yeah, like what he did where he said no.
Oh, I thought it was just a pillow that said no.
No, they're like literally you can move the sequins with your hand so you can like change the designs and have them look all different every time and they are so much fun to play with.
Do you own one?
No.
Why don't you?
I haven't bought one yet. I just play with them in the store.
Oh, you only play with them in the store. Okay.
They're at Hobby Lobby and Hobby Lobby is a very dangerous place for me to go. So I really try not to go there a lot. Plus there's also kind of some ethical issues there. But nevertheless.
I guess we're not going to get into the ethical issues.
No. I think they sell them at Target, too. I think they did. But you can buy them online. They actually made shorts out of that same fabric at one point. And if they weren't back-ordered, like, 8 months, I would have gotten them. But I couldn't. But yeah, anyway, so they have one of my favorite pillows. Very excited. I'm sure they sell them on Amazon. It's more of a, do I really, really, really need it? Like, I really want it. Like, obscenely want it. But do I need another pillow in my house? The answer is always no. But that doesn't stop me from, like, standing there for 10 minutes and playing with the pillows. Because reasons. They have Christmas ones out now, too.
Okay. The reversible sequin pillows?
Mm-hmm.
$7.99 on Amazon.
Why would you tell me that? Is it the white and gold one?
This is actually blue and pink. Blue and purple.
I like the white and gold.
Dark blue.
These are our conversations, y'all. These are our legit conversations. We should probably, like, get back on track for Total Divas.
We can get to everything else later. This is more interesting. I've never seen these before.
You've never seen them before? I had to have shown them to you before.
No, you never did.
I've told you about them, though.
You may have told me about them. but I don't remember.
Anyway, we're at a live event in Houston, Texas, so everybody keep an eye out for the Taker.
We're on a tricycle with Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss because reasons.
That's amazing.
They're all different colors at Walmart for $9.94.
Okay.
Carmella's FaceTiming Maurice. Maurice is inviting Carmella to stay at their house.
Cosm is Marmiz.
Marmiz.
So Maurice is very excited that Carmella is moving to L.A.
She's holding the phone for perfect lighting.
Because that's what you do when you're fabulous.
Fabulous. I like how they had a blur out of Roman Reigns promo in the background.
Yep. And we're back in Pensacola. We're at Casa de Uso. They're arguing about something and, well, FedEx, a package arrives.
FedEx has arrived. Dum, 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 dum. Knife is going through the box. Things are being opened. The glow belt. He's not impressed. So what it is, there's a switch on the back that makes the belt go glow.
So is it battery operated or do you charge it?
Must be battery operated.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yes.
What happened to the diamonds? See, there's the pillow. Watch him play with the pillow. Watch. Watch. Watch him do the thing with the pillow.
I see what he did with the pillow.
Is that not awesome?
That's kind of cool.
They are so much fun. I love them. Anyway, what happened to the bling bling that was in that belt? Is it still in the belt?
Probably. Because she did the edging, remember? And I don't know.
She ripped her dress. We're with the Bellas. Nikki ripped her dress.
We're off on a road trip. Her dress just ripped some more.
Oh my! That's a slit.
And it's only gonna get higher.
It's only gonna get higher. How much crap do they have in that car?
Well, they're moving to San Diego for the summer.
They have stuff in San Diego. Like, did they bring her entire nursery?
Probably. Taking selfies. I have no idea what just happened beyond the selfie.
Somebody either farted or the baby needs to be changed. I'm not sure which.
We're in Corpus Christi, Texas for a live event.
And we see the epic slow-mo shot of everybody arriving. And Lana's being called to the principal's office.
Where Ric Flair is sitting. She's now being given the riot act. Don't go broke. She's going to live with the consequences. Oh, good lord.
She bought an 8 feet by 8 feet bed.
Was it 8 feet or 18 feet?
8 feet by 8 feet. She bought the biggest bed. She basically bought, I think, a California King.
I swear the guy said 18. I don't know why. I heard 18.
18 would not fit in that truck. 18 feet by 18 feet?
Yeah, I know, but I'm telling you what
that's
I heard.
That's the size of the truck.
It's a big bed, though. But yeah, see, they bought it. She rented an 8 foot. We'll get the reason why in a minute.
He's a big man! He requires a big bed!
Which, you know, you can't teach that.
I feel like every time she does something, Miz just kind of looks at her, and the response is always, you know what you married. You know what you got into when you married me. You knew this was a thing. I don't know why you're surprised anymore. Like, I feel like that's the entire conversation, and he's just like, whatever. And he just walks off and accepts it. Because it's just not worth fighting over. I mean, that's where they are in the relationship, is there's just like, there's the crap that she does, and it's like, you know what? It's just not worth it to fight over it. It's just not worth it. It's like, I'm just gonna deal with it and leave. And that's it.
Pretty much, yeah, that's usually the case.
And I love that about their relationship, where you could just see it. It's like, it's not like other relationships where, you know, on the show where you see them fighting over stupid trivial shit. It's, he's just like, she does something like this, and he just stands there and he looks at her and he's like, I know you know better. Like, we've talked about this a million times, so I know you know better, but it's never gonna change. I'm not gonna fight with you over this, because what's done is done. It's not gonna fix it. So, screw it. I'm out. I'll get over it.
Pretty much, yeah.
I love that about them. Mm-hmm. It's so awesome.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I really like the blue-green sequin pillow.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty.
As I'm sitting here looking at all the different colors.
Y'all don't understand how fabulous these pillows are. Like, you just, you don't.
Hey, they have a black and red one.
Ooh, I can get a cane pillow! And I can draw something in it. Hashtag CB Radio 10th anniversary.
Hashtag CB Radio 10. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
December 2nd. Greatest segment was the thing she wants to draw on the pillow. Part of the greatest segment in CB Radio history. Find out on December 2nd.
300 and something times.
I think it was like 360 something times.
Because we have talent.
Or issues. Either one. And we're back.
Lana's still getting the riot act.
Hey, it's turning out to be a positive. She's getting what she does. Once.
Is this the 30-second squash match?
Mm-hmm.
It was totally your intention. Don't even lie.
I like how he made sure to tell Natty this is a one-time exception. Make sure Natty knows this. Because Natty will go into business for herself. Does that say Undertaker?
I don't know. I didn't see it. Maybe.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I didn't see things.
Did she fire you?
Natty approves because she didn't get fired. Did she just say there's not enough vodka for her?
Yes. Yes, she did. I kind of wholeheartedly agree with that.
Making sure I got that.
Anyway, we are at Chateau Marmis.
The gate's not working. The guy's coming to fix it.
She went shopping. She wants it to be fun. She's redecorating the house. She's just like, just stop judging me and get it out of the car. It's like, just do it. Why do you need a mattress?
He's a giant.
Oh my
He's
God.
7 foot tall. That's big.
Does she have a bed for the mattress?
Yeah, I would assume she has a bed. There's the bed right there. 8x8.
Okay, here's a question. Can they get it in the house?
She thought the bed goes in pieces.
Well, I guess you could put two twins together. I don't know.
They're going to sleep outside. That's her option. They're going to sleep outside.
Because they can't get it in the house.
Yeah. By the way, it did say The Undertaker on the truck thing. So
was he there?
No, they probably just never took... that was probably his thing for WrestleMania, and they never took his name off it.
It's his personal thing.
Mm-hmm. Because it also had the WrestleMania logo on it.
And we're still road tripping.
She thought a boulder was a bulldozer.
Oh, dear.
Bella brains, all of
a bulldozer is not a truck. This sounds like a conversation you and I would have.
Uh-huh. Bella brains. They're not the smartest duo in the bunch. Time to change and feed Birdie. You can sit in one of the showers and breastfeed. You gotta do what you gotta do. Nikki doesn't seem to be having fun on this road trip. Yep. Anyway, so we're back in Arizona.
Nikki really wants out on this. She's just like, can we just get there?
Now we're in Pensacola. Okay, we went from Arizona to Pensacola. The Usos calling Naomi's boots from the 80s.
They're not bad. I kind of like them. They're different. I think they're a little bit much for lunch, but that's just me.
She's being called in. They've saw pictures of the belt.
Somebody's in trouble.
You realize people who took pictures of your belt since it was glowing, right?
I remember that because the internet freaked out about it. I mean, that thing went viral in a day.
Not even a day.
I mean, that's kind of a rookie mistake. It's like with social media, you kind of had to figure that was what's going to happen. It's like, especially when they do something like a title change, because it's not that often that the titles get changed. So when you see something get customized like that, it's like, holy crap, and everybody freaks out.
And everyone posts pictures just in general of house shows.
Mm-hmm. But how that goes viral is news sites pick up on it, and then it just goes everywhere.
He's sort of not supporting her at the moment.
Well, but he told her not to do it.
This is very true.
Like, he told her straight out, you know, don't do it. Just think about what you're doing. Don't, because they didn't approve it. She just altered their property. Where's the 8-foot bed? That's the only place he'll fit. Okay, so now that we have something to talk about, aside from the shiny pretty pillows, which I'm still looking at. We're going to talk about the Naomi situation as it stands, and then we'll get to Lana. Because Lana and Naomi kind of both did the same thing. They kind of both went into business for themselves a little bit.
So what you're saying, so I have this clear, they're breaking all the rules?
They're breaking all the rules.
Okay. Just wanted to get this all together before we, you know, get into it.
It's like Lana put out a tweet, Lana made a comment, and, you know, they monitor social media, obviously, very clearly, and they monitor other things as well. So it's like, of course, that got picked up. Of course, they saw Lana's tweet, and it's like, look, we told you we didn't want you wrestling that much. We told you to kind of drop the idea of another match, but she pushed for it. She got it. And the result of that was basically she got a squash match where it was over in a minute or less. Like, that was it.
Right.
Naomi's a little different. Naomi took their property without their consent, because let's be honest, the champions do not own the titles. WWE owns the titles. The champions are lent the titles. So any changes that they make to them, WWE has to approve because it's their stuff. Like whenever they do a customized belt for somebody, that's planned out. WWE decides they're going to do that. That's not the champion going, hey, I want a custom belt. It's no, we're going to make it. And it's going to be our design and what we want because it's their stuff.
Right.
And so we saw Naomi take the belt. She snuck it out of the building. She took it to FedEx. She sent it off. She got it altered without their knowledge, without their consent. And then she took it to a live event thinking, oh, hey, it's not TV. So one, the normal higher ups, muckety mucks, whatever, won't be there. And two, nobody will really see it because it's not televised. Obviously forgetting that in the age of social media, once something like that hits the internet, it's going to go everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll follow that. So we're back in the car with the Bellas. Nikki's looking like forever done.
We were attempting to play I Spy. Where they want to go? date shakes? What the hell are date shakes? Okay.
Shakes made out of dates. Date land.
Okay. That was exciting. They had a drink. Brie feels like she's letting her sister down because they're having a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, it's different if you're traveling with WWE versus you're traveling together in a car with a baby.
No more iSpy. She just nicks iSpy. We're going from Arizona to...
L.A.
Hollywood. Chateau Marmiz.
And the guests have arrived.
Miz is like, she wants to make this special for you guys.
They're like, wait, what? We're staying here? What? Because Cass has to sleep in a California King and his feet still hang off of it. A little bit.
The pet doesn't fit in their house. They're like, wait, what? And she also got a taco truck.
Taco truck! That's quality supporting your friends right there. The bed's seriously outside.
So it was, I would love to see your house too. Hey, we're staying in our house. They want to go have sex in a hotel room, not outside in at Miz's house. The uncomfortableness is just tremendous.
They really, really, really seriously don't want to stay there, and it's just like, what do we do? Because the bed's sitting outside. It's like, what do you do?
Get off, go get, nothing against spells, go back to that. We've arrived in San Diego.
Finally.
They have arrived. Hey, look.
Wait.
Daniel Bryan's there.
Where did Bryan come from?
He flew.
Oh, he's smart. Doesn't she have a beach house in San Diego?
I think this is the beach. Isn't this the beach house?
That doesn't look like her beach house. I don't know.
Or they rented a house. So it was a good bonding experience.
Was very good bonding experience, and now we have the match between Lana and Naomi.
That's coming up.
Next. That's coming up. But so, yeah, so...
The 8-foot bed.
The 8-foot bed that does not fit in the house, so they had to leave it outside.
It's a custom bed. Think about that.
No. Did she rent it, or did she buy it?
Well, it's Maurice.
And one does not rent a mattress.
Can you... Would you want to rent a mattress?
No.
To the Google. Can you rent a... custom mattress. You can rent to own. You can rent a mattress for a week, apparently.
Do they clean it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only... Unless she bought it, and then they gotta get it in the house somehow, or they have to waterproof it. Because that's a nice mattress. That's not a cheap mattress.
No, I think she bought the bed. How much is a custom 8-foot bed?
Couple grand, probably.
Let's see.
Did you find it? Advertising the Downton Abbey exhibit. Is it coming? Is it coming? Is it coming to Atlanta? That doesn't tell me anything! I want to know if it's coming to Atlanta! Damn it. Anyway, we're back at Chateau Marmiz. They don't want to stay.
So I cannot find the price.
It's probably a couple $1,000s,
oh, yeah,
at least.
Yeah, it is at least a couple thousand. The one I found, the only one I found was like $950.
But then, okay,
go ahead.
Sorry, just to set the absurdness of this, because it's absurdly awesome, they're drinking champagne out of Waterford flutes while eating tacos from a taco truck.
They're like, we should stay in our hotel room tonight.
They want to have sex. Just say it. We want to have sex.
Miz is like, you made it weird.
And here's where he gets to have his I told you so moment.
You made it weird.
You made it weird.
You overdid it.
You at least they took it well.
She wants to make friends so badly that she's willing to give a taco truck, champagne glasses, and 8-foot beds. Hey, Maria Kanellis, and we're signing stuff.
We're signing stuff. Naomi's showing off the belt. The shiny, pretty glow belt.
Naomi, and Naya's like, it's a little exclusive to you. Like, no, crap. Say, I need to start breaking all the rules more, says Natty.
Mark Carano comes over and he's like, yeah, it's funny, we're going to talk about this.
We're going to have a conversation now.
She feels like she's going to the principal's office. He's like, you are. You totally are. You are in so much trouble. We love you, but you are in so much trouble.
You're right and you're wrong. You're doing something awesome. You got to give us a heads up. It's like, you don't have approval with this. We can't put this on TV yet.
Yeah, basically it's, you know, he loves her passion. He loves that she thought of this, that, you know, she wants to grow her character and accelerate her character.
Gotta get creative and TV production and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's, again, it's their property. They needed the heads up that she didn't give them. And so now it's, okay, great. We don't have any kind of approval on this. We have no idea if we can even put this on TV, what this is going to look like, if this is even going to work. So now they have to run it through everybody to get this approved. And they're at TV. Like, they're 2 hours out from the show and she's taken a title. She's changed it. And he's making it seem like they don't have a backup. They do actually have backups, at least one of the WWE championships, although that one was new enough that it may not, they may not have had it yet.
Right.
They may have only had the one.
No, I think they had both. Yeah. So, yeah, they're making a big deal over it.
And I think they kind of have a right to. I mean, it's like, you know, what she did really isn't that egregious in a lot of eyes, like in normal circumstances, but that's like you taking your company's logo or taking something from your company and altering it and changing it and customizing it to you and then putting it out there yourself, representing your company. I mean, that's the best way I can like compare it for normal terms. Like not a lot of people would do that, but it's like, that's essentially what she's done is she's taken company property. She's altered it. And now she's putting it out there. And the company's like, wait a minute. We never talked about this. Like we never discussed this.
Right. So, switching topics really quick. I found UltraKing.com.
Oh Lord.
It's the world's largest luxury mattress company.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give you a price if you have to call them. But what they have, was the Bel Air King, which is 8 foot by 8 foot. This is a Los Angeles based thing, so this is probably where she went and did something with it.
Did they buy it or did they rent it?
I don't know, but I think they probably bought it, or they were trying it out. But they can also do a 10 by 9 or a 12 by 10.
Good God, that's huge.
They have the Extreme King and the Super Ultra King. And the Extreme King is bigger. You would think Super Ultra King would be bigger than Extreme, but Extreme King is bigger.
Okay. All right. Good to know. But yeah, so we'll have to see I can spoil it. Obviously, the belt got approved.
We all know the belt got approved, but that's not the point. It's you go and you do things and everything like that. Yeah, that's sort of how this goes.
And, I mean, it's like she's in the wrong, but she's in the right. You know, again, she has that passion. She wants to make the title stand out. She's very proud of being the champion. She wants to represent the company as the champion. So, yeah, I can see her passion in it, but at the same time, it's like, dude, just, you know, hey, I'm going to put lights on my title. Probably a good thing.
We're in San Antonio.
We're back.
SmackDown Live. Perfect.
Hey, there's Ty Dillinger.
So, if a trial goes well, we can do some long-range plans with this belt. See, all the diamonds are there. She just filled in the one spot.
He's like, if you lose it, you're replacing it. Just FYI.
There's a mojo deep in the background. It's Naomi versus... It's the Rule Breakers, Lana and Naomi.
How long did she have that title before she lost it?
2 months?
Okay.
She what, lost SummerSlam?
Think so, yeah.
So she had it basically around beginning of July and lost it at the end of August. I think Lana's like, I love wrestling. No one's going to stop me.
I think she kind of has it wrong in the sense that, you know, it's better to break the rules than it is to always be to follow them. That's not necessarily 100% rules. You break the rules you kind of know you can break, and you stay within the ones you know you kind of can't. You know, it's that's sort of how that game is played. It's like there's a certain amount you can get away with. There's a line that you can go up to, and you can stand on that line, and you can do that. Like, there's no problem with that, but then it's like, once you step over that line, that's when you're getting into really dangerous territory. And I, again, it's like, the passion is there. She really wants to do this, and they're not letting her do it, at least in terms of the show. So, you know, I can see that she's frustrated and she's trying to make this happen, but she's pushing a very, very dangerous line in trying to go into business for herself. And we heard Carano. That's not welcome here. You don't do that.
Right.
It's like you're kind of like everybody's, you know, we've got plans for everybody. There's a natural pecking order. And right now these are the plans for you. Now, sometimes miracles happen and, you know, things change and they get different ideas or you can pitch something and they either really like it or they really hate it and plans can change from there. But it's like, you know, if they say, hey, we're going to kind of back off you wrestling right now because it's not being super well received, that's kind of what you have to do. It's not saying we're never going to let you wrestle ever again, but it's maybe we should have you get a little bit better or maybe we should, you know, like work you more into the product and let the fans slowly adjust to you. Because, you know, there was a huge negative reaction to Lana, and not in the good heel sense. It was just in a very negative reaction. And they're trying to get away from that. That's what they're doing. And I don't think she's seen that.
No, she's not.
Is they're trying to help her out a little bit, where it's like, hey, look, we're going to pull back. It sucks, but we're going to pull back. Here's why.
Here are the reasons why we want to pull back on you just for the moment.
And also, it's like them stopping her from going down to NXT to continue her training. It's like they may have other plans for her up on the main roster where they need her there.
Right.
Or they want her on house shows or they want whatever. So it's like, you know, they trust the process.
Hashtag trust the process.
There's a process. Trust the process.
It's a very catchy catchphrase, isn't it?
It's a very catchy catchphrase.
I know. It's like,
Trust the sparkle pillows. Because the sparkle pillows are awesome.
That's not as catchy as trust the process.
I know. But I love the sparkle pillows.
Well, you know. We all do, kind of.
We all do, yes. Because the sparkle pillows are awesome. I love them so much. And we're back from break. We're seeing the two rule breakers getting ready to meet in their final bout.
Breaking rules, breaking rules, breaking all the rules. We're all about making history right now, folks. Making all the history.
See, Naomi has a slightly better approach to it. It's all about taking risks, and, you know, sometimes it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. But, again, line. Don't show the girl booing Lana.
Working hard, creating opportunities is the message you're trying to sell. The user's like, oh, whoops, my ass, as she taps out on her booty. She feels complete and even more lit.
Yeah, see what you did there.
So, we're talking about donating breast milk and maybe moving out of Chateau Marmiz next week. Or 2 weeks, I should say. 2 weeks. There's no episode next week. Total Divas returns in 2 weeks.
Aww. So we get a little break?
We have 1 week break, yes.
Aww, because, well, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they realize, hey, no one's going to be around to watch our show. So we might as well take a week off.
So, all right, well, that does it for us. I think that's pretty neat and tidy. You know, basically kids, play by the rules, but, you know, break the ones that you know you can break.
Break the rules. Break all the rules.
So. I just want to be clear on one thing. When they gave Lana that match, that wasn't really a reward because that match literally lasted 30 seconds. They did, I think, what, 4 moves, and that's it?
Something like that. But next,
I mean, it was not a reward.
No. So next week, instead of the Rack Extra Total Bells, this is the Rack Extra White Chicks, because that's what's on in its time slot. No, we're not going to do White Chicks.
No, we're not doing that.
No, next week you get to enjoy the Rack Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular.
Yay! Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble!
So you'll enjoy that next week instead of the Rack Extra Total Divas.
Gobble, gobble, wobble, wobble.
It's all about the gobble, gobble, and the wobble, wobble.
So, anything else you want to plug?
Rack Radio Show on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Tumblr, Twitch, YouTube.com. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. That's very important. Daily content, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show.
All right, you can follow me on the Twitters at LensWard, LENSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitters. So, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back in 2 weeks with episode 4. You don't want to miss it. So for everybody in the United States that celebrates it, happy Thanksgiving. If you don't, have a happy Wednesday, a happy Thursday, and a happy Friday. So till then, bye!